Hey, not any more truck, just yes, I have.
You've got plenty of truck in the box, haven't you?
There's not there anymore.
Pardon?
Yes, I have. There didn't rain no more. Yes, I have.
I'm not sure what you're saying. Are you having a conversation with yourself?
Yes.
Are you arguing with yourself, telling yourself 1 minute you haven't got enough track and then the next minute, yes, you have?
I'm just laughing at me and there's no more track.
You're just laughing?
Yes. Yes, I am. I'm joking.
You're laughing and joking?
Yes. I'm joking now.
You're joking now? You're just kidding, aren't you?
Oh, no.
Why are you tutting, darling?
My slippers are up.
Your slippers are up? What's happened?
My slipper opened.
Your slipper opened? Oh, dear. Yes, the sole's coming away from the slipper, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll have to see if we've got some super glue to sort that out.
Yes, okay.
Okay, we can't do it now while you're wearing them, but perhaps later on. That's probably why they're broken, if you keep kicking big footballs like that with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, more like a big snake.
It's more like a big snake, the train track.
Yeah. Lots of carriages.
There are lots of carriages, aren't there?
No more carriages. No more.
No, and you were using the yellow one that we broke.
Yeah.
It's mended now. It's been repaired, hasn't it?
Woo! Boop, boop. Jump, 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 hop. But need a tunnel. Hop.
You need a tunnel?
Got two tunnels.
Yes.
Hop. Hey! He's hopping on a bridge, hey!
You're hopping over the bridges?
Yes.
You've got two tunnels, haven't you? Two bridges with tunnels under you.
Ooh! Hey! Ooh!
Is that the noise they make?
Yes! Boo boo!
Boo boo!
Lots of tracks everywhere.
Lots of track everywhere? Well, you've just taken it out of the box and thrown it on the carpet, haven't you? You've got a cold, haven't you?
Yeah.
You're sniffing.
Or like a snake.
What, you're sniffing like a snake, or you mean the tracks like a snake?
Like a snake.
The tracks like a snake, yes, it is.
I'm like a crocodile walking like that. Look.
You're like a crocodile walking like that?
I'm more like a truck.
More like a truck? You're going across the floor on your knees, aren't you?
Yes.
You're walking on your knees, you're not really crawling like a baby because you're sitting upright.
Up and down.
Up and down.
Up and down. Oh dear. I'll fall down. Lots of cabbages. Not any more cabbages. Look, it's going and I missed it.
Mummy's missed it?
Yeah.
Have I missed the train?
Yes.
Oh dear, dear.
Another train's a tank. Woo-woo! That goes the tank engine.
Is that what Tom's the tank engine says? You having problems?
Yes. Yes.
What's the matter? Can't you get that piece of track to go there?
No.
Well, shall we try one of these bendy ones?
Yeah. Yes. Try it. Yes.
That's better.
And that one too will not fit.
Oh, there's a piece of track over there, look, Thomas. Behind you.
Okay, where?
Oh.
Okay. Don't steed. Hey! Hey! Don't steed. Hey! Jake.
More like Jake?
Yes.
Jake
who?
Yeah.
Well, Jake Kelly's one of your friends.
Yeah.
You're getting muddled up, aren't you? How's that, Thomas?
Look, a big bump.
Yes. Oops, the daisy.
Just two attentions all broke down. There's a breakdown, Laurie.
Do you? You need a breakdown, Laurie?
No, she fixed it. Look at that noise. That noise.
I can't hear the noise.
You just heard her bang something.
You heard a bang?
Yes.
Oh, darling, I didn't hear anything. Was it a car door, perhaps, outside?
No. What is a hammer?
You thought it was a hammer? It might have been, but Mummy didn't hear anything. I'm sorry. Perhaps you heard something Mummy didn't hear.
Yeah. Yes, I know.
We could really do with a little bit more of this track, couldn't we, Bine?
Oh, yeah.
And when we do, we'll buy an engine shed as well.
Yeah.
Can you hear? Shh. Or can you hear the clock ticking?
Yes.
Tock. Tick.
And I've got a mouse.
Oh no, I haven't got a mouse to run up, but you're thinking of Hickory Dickory Dock. Hickory Dickory Dock. The mouse ran up the clock. The clock struck one. The mouse.
And bang!
Ran down. Hickory Dickory Dock. Tick tock, tick tock.
The train man doing.
Are you the train man?
Yeah.
Well, you're sniffing, aren't you? Are you not feeling very well?
No. My train man got a nail.
The train man's got a nail?
Yes.
Where's he got a nail?
I took it off. I got a nail on my track. I just snapped it.
You've got a nail on your track, you've just snapped it. Do you mean a fingernail?
Yes.
Whereabouts?
Gone now.
It's gone now. Or do you mean your fingernail came off on the track?
Yeah.
I didn't see that either, Thomas.
Yes.
Mummy's not being very observant today, is she?
Not there. It looks another. Oh, it was the same. Got the leg washed. Oh. Now, not that, that. Mummy, not that, that. No.
You could put that over there like that, couldn't we?
No, thanks. I'd put it on the tunnel. Oh.
No, there's a tunnel there, look. The train's coming underneath there.
Oh, there's a tunnel there. And there, and there, and there, and there.
Is that brilliant?
Yeah.
Oh dear, you got terribly upset then, didn't you?
Yes.
What did you tell me was brilliant yesterday when I came home from work?
The wallpaper.
The wallpaper? Who'd been wallpapering?
Daddy.
Daddy.
And Grandad.
And Grandad.
And Nana.
And Nana.
Yes.
And did Mummy help?
No. I didn't want to go to work.
Mummy was at work, wasn't she?
Yeah, two funny backwards. Yes.
Oh, you're talking about when Grandad took me to work. You were in the back seat, weren't you?
Yeah.
And Grandad had to reverse at the drive to get out, didn't he? And you were going backwards. Is that what you mean?
Yes. That's silly, Grandad.
Is that what you said to him? That's silly, Grandad.
Yes.
Did you?
Yeah.
No, Mummy didn't decorate, but Mummy got the room ready, didn't she?
Ready.
Mummy cleaned up beforehand and cleaned up afterwards. Does it look nice now?
Yeah. It's here. More like a picnic.
More like a picnic, yes, we're both sitting on the floor, aren't we? Any difference is it's not really picnic weather, is it? And we're inside, not outside.
No, it's outside.
food, have we? We're just sitting playing with the train set.
No, Mr. Train, a minute. No, I'm on it yet.
Has Mummy missed the train again?
Yeah.
It's going in a minute.
Yeah. Going front ways. Going backwards.
Going front ways and backwards. It's going round and round the track, isn't it? So it's going both ways. Would you like some animals?
No.
Some trees to put in the trailers?
Little trees.
And the carriages, the small trees?
Yes.
Oh, no, it's a
small... But no more. Hey!
You have two small Christmas trees and two small oak trees. Let's get to the telephone.
Mummy, hey!
Wasn't Thomas?
I rang somebody up.
No, I didn't ring somebody. Somebody rang us, which it was the wrong number. They didn't want to speak to Mummy.
No, not me.
No, they didn't want to speak to you either. They didn't want anybody at this house. They'd dial the wrong number.
Mummy called her. They talked.
Yes, Mummy talked to her, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's how we established that they'd rung the wrong number.
Oh, no, where's the number?
No, they pressed the wrong number. You know when we go to the toddler group in Heaton Mersey on a Tuesday?
Yeah.
And we always come back and go to the sausage roll shop, don't we? Well, there's a hairdresser's very, very near the sausage roll shop.
Yeah.
And the hairdresser's telephone number is almost the same as ours.
Yeah.
Ours is 3890 and theirs is 3899. And people are always
phoning for hairdressers.
I
did on Jean Hay.
Pardon?
I did on Jean
Hay. I did on Jean. What, Jean?
Deep on the Jean.
Tea party, Jean?
Yes.
What do you mean, tea party, Jean?
Mummy, your party.
My party?
Yes, you're more like a funny clown.
I'm more like a funny clown?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I like funny clowns.
Oh, that's all right then. If you like funny clowns and I'm a funny clown, you like me, don't you?
Yes, my mummy clown.
My mummy.
Your party man. Your party bag. Where's the party bag?
Where's the party bag?
Your chocolate Kit Kats.
I've got chocolate Kit Kats. Oh, Thomas, I really don't know what you're talking about.
I see something.
I'm just wondering what that ink is doing on the carpet. There's some blue ink on the carpet.
Blue ink?
Blue ink. Ink. From inside of a pen.
Blue ink.
Look, there's blue ink. Can you see the mark on the carpet?
Yeah. Blue ink.
It's blue ink.
I can't see a blue ink. It's gone.
No, it's there, darling, look.
Yeah.
You see the mark on the carpet?
Yeah.
There we are. We've got two small Christmas trees.
Yeah.
And one of the trailers. And look, there's some animals here. The animals will fit into...
yellow one.
Into the yellow one that we've just repaired. I can only see one animal there. There should be two. There are two large ones, but there should be two small. Ah, here's the other one, look, Thomas. They're two horses, aren't they?
The horses are not the yellow one.
I think they might fall out there. Oh, Thomas.
They'll fall over.
You haven't fallen, have you? You're just sat on top of me.
I've just fallen over. Hey!
There we are.
We're falling over.
Yes. Right, shall we put some animals in the field here?
Yes.
And what about some trees?
Hee hee! A football man! My fetterman! The funny dances! Hey! Do funny dances!
You are doing funny dances, aren't you?
Wee! Go down the slide!
Going down the slide?
Yes!
There we are. There's a little village here, look.
Where's that live?
Yes, it could do. There's the church. A lot of trees and there's some houses there.
There's a station.
Well, shall we make one of these a station?
It's the station here. That's the station.
Is it?
That's not the station. It's a house.
Is it?
Yes. And it's a house, a doctor's house there.
It's the doctor's house, is it?
Yes, doctor's house there.
Oh, right, the doctor lives there. Which doctor?
Big one.
Which doctor?
Big one.
A big one?
Big one.
A red one?
Yes, red doctor man.
Dr. Red?
Yes. Hello. I forget to run it over.
I think the trouble is we've got two different sets of houses because the small ones belong to a different set from the train set. So the school and the church and the houses all look much, much smaller than the houses that came with the train set.
The traffic signs.
Yes, where would you like to put the traffic signs?
Near trains.
Near the trains?
Yes.
Do you know what the traffic signs say?
Yes.
What do they say?
That one stop.
That one says stop, yes. It's red and white, it says stop.
The yellow go.
And the yellow one says go. And what does that one say?
Look.
Yes, it means level crossing. It means there might be pedestrians walking across. It's telling pedestrians they can walk there safely.
Stop! Go! Look, it's a windblow house. Wind blow lots of trees up the house.
The wind's blown all the trees over?
Yes. That's a naughty wind.
It is a naughty wind, isn't it? It must have been a very, very strong wind, actually, Thomas, to have blown big trees like that over, wasn't it? Oh, Thomas, no, you just destroyed the village now with your big hand. That was our wind.
My doctor, my gigabird. My monkey, my crocodile.
You're a crocodile?
The only town, look, a sheep has fallen down and a horse fallen down.
The sheep's fallen down and the horse has fallen down, yes. That was you with your big hand, wasn't it?
Not stand top. You'll stay down the floor.
You want me to sit down on the floor again?
Yes.
Okay.
And to dig something.
You want to dig something?
Yes.
With your digger?
Yes.
Shall I find it for you?
Dig the Smarties.
Oh.
Here. Dig Smarties. Hey. Smarties, Smarties. Hey. Now eat Smarties. It's slow.
Snow.
Yes. Move, move, move. Hey! Has those Smarties been it? Please.
Well, it's too near lunchtime, Thomas, I think, for that, isn't it?
I want to dig something.
Well, how about digging up all the trees that have blown down in the wind?
Okay. Look, my wind. I'm on the dig digger.
Don't you?
Yeah, no. That's so noisy.
Too noisy.
They get all these traffic signs. They've fallen over.
Well, the gates have fallen over, haven't they? The fence that forms a paddock around where the horse and the sheep were. That's all blown down in the wind.
Yeah.
I think you're like Bob the Builder now, you're repairing the fence, aren't you?
My builder's banging.
No, you don't have to bang everything, Thomas. I'm sure Bob does a lot of things during the day when he doesn't bang all the time.
Yes, it is. Bang old couches. Tissue.
Would you like a tissue?
I just nicked my tissues there.
Where's your tissue?
There. But I'm going to be laying on the telephone lines, don't
I? The Francis? Come on, then.
I don't know, Tommy, I'm bored. I don't have a telephone near my tummy.
Well, the builder's got a telephone on board and you've got a telephone in your tummy?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds a little bit bizarre.
It's a little bit far.
A bit far. I said bizarre. I meant funny, strange, peculiar.
One over there. I think dig it. Wee, dig, dig, dig. Hey.
Dig, dig, dig. Oh, that's very clever. You've picked up one of the trees. Shall I find the box? There we are. You could use this box as a skip. And once you've dug up all the trees, you could drop them straight into the box, couldn't you? There we are. It's like a big skip.
Okay, sit. Hey. That money. Hey. Hey, hey, what is that? Hey.
Are you singing the theme tune from the Tweenies?
Yes. Put the gates in the skip.
That's right. You pick up the gates and you're putting the gates in the skip. It's a very good way to tidy up this, isn't it?
Look, big hammer digging in there. Look, a big house thing. Big fire.
A big house thing. It reminds me of the Tesco clock tower, does that sound?
I dig something else. Here. Dig. It's house. It is house. Dig, 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 dig. Put him here. Hey.
Oh, the poor horse. That's ended up in the skip as well.
Get something else, please. You know I'm not the driver. I need something else, Mummy. I need some snow digging Smarties.
You're digging some snow, but you want to dig some Smarties?
Yes.
There are a lot more trees, aren't there?
Yeah.
Aren't there? And there's also all the traffic signs as well. They could be put in the skip.
Stop! That thing has stopped.
Oh dear, the digger man's lost his load. It's all falling at Mummy's feet. It fell before it reached the skip, didn't it?
I dig something else. Dig it. Try again.
Is it going to try again?
Yes.
Trying to make it to the skip this time?
Yes, it is. It's moving.
He's moving, yes, that's right. High up in the air. Oh, well done, digger man.
Kiss.
Oh, I'll give him a kissy. Well done, digger man.
Need something else. Need big trees. Turn on the skip. Hip. Hey!
You're putting the big trees in the skip now, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Church in the skip.
Oh gosh, it must be a big digger to pick a whole church up and put it in the skip.
Yes. You can go houses.
Little houses.
They're going to skip.
They're going in the skip as well. Mm. Oh, I hope there's nobody inside at the time, Thomas.
No.
What if people have a little rest after lunch, a little sleep like you used to do?
Yes.
They'd wake up and find them in the skip, wouldn't they, with the church and the animals and the trees?
Yes.
Instead of in the village where they were when they went for a lie down?
Yes.
Oh, that would be an awful shock, wouldn't it?
Yes. Lots of fire.
There would be a lot of fire, yes.
Yes.
Lots of trouble, wouldn't there?
It's on fire, eat some hay! I made them all crushed. Hay. Big, big, big house down in here. And this.
That's right, there's another big house and a big red roof.
Whoosh.
Is that his last load? And what's he got in there?
Lots of trees, lots of big sheep in it too.
It's got lots of trees and lots of big sheep in it too.
One sheep and all in the skip, a good job again.
One sheep's going in the skip and that's a good job again.
Yeah.
And what's about all the trains that are on the track?
Uh oh! No, look, they're heavy loaded, they're full heavy load.
It's a very heavy load if you put all the trains in.
Broken.
Oh dear, they've all fallen off the track, haven't they? They're all broken.
Lots of fire.
Oh, lots of fire. What a mess.
Put it in a skip.
We're taking the trains one by one to the skip.
That's a big digger.
It is, but it would need to be a bit bigger, wouldn't it, to do all those jobs?
Yes, but that thing is not working. That's working.
The poor digger man's working very, very hard, isn't he?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Gosh, he's got two trains in this load.
Yeah, that's a leak.
See, Tim? Oh, he's lost them. Is the digger man turning his head round to see what he was doing?
I know.
You know, do you?
Yes.
You were watching as well, weren't you?
I was watching too. Heavy load.
Another heavy load. I'm just thinking what an excellent way to tidy up the train.
One train on an heavy skip. One train missing. Just opened the track.
Have you? Just opened the track. A piece of track came off, didn't it?
Just open it. Two more heavy
loads. Two more heavy loads, yes. There are four more carriages to put in the skip. So if you do two together, got two more loads, haven't you?
Put a brown one in it.
Yeah, a brown one. It's a black one, actually.
Put a black one in it.
It's a brown one.
Purple one.
A purple one? No, it's black, Thomas.
Like blue.
It's like a very, very dark.
That's
blue.
A blue one.
Yes, that's a blue. It looks quite.
I love that blue one.
Yes. Yes, I think when you see it against the blue ones, you can tell it's
the yellow ones.
Yes, how many yellow ones are there?
One, two, three. A more green one. That's a heavy load.
It is a heavy load, isn't it?
One slot down. And then back. Round, round, round.
It's one like digging up crispies.
Yes.
Nice crispies.
Yes. Dirty rice crispies.
Dirty rice crispies?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, they're usually quite dirty if you've been playing with them and digging with them, aren't they?
Yes.
Oh, that's a clever boy. There's just one engine I can still see. A green one. That's a good boy. Now, what are we going to do with the train track now?
Dig
them! Are you going to dig that into this big box? This is an even bigger skip, isn't it? Into there. Oh, Thomas, you've tipped them all out. You just pick them up so nicely as well. Are you going to put the train track into the same skip?
It's all broke.
It's all broken. Be careful, darling. Be gentle with it. That's not nice. Track in the skip, but I think one by one. You could do it. Well, how about using a big tractor? Look, there's a big tractor and trailer there. Here it is behind you. You could put the pieces of track in that. I don't think tractors are normally bigger than diggers, but your toy box, the tractor seems to be larger, doesn't it?
Look, that piece of road!
Oh gosh, the tractor's already got pieces of road in for your transport jigsaw, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Pieces of tarmac with white lines running down the middle. Oh, well, if it can carry that, I'm sure it can carry some pieces of wooden train track, don't you? You and Diggerman are doing a very good job, aren't you?
Yes.
Now, is the farmer helping with the wooden train track?
No, it's not.
Is he not?
No. That's a silly man.
Who is it, Thomas?
Silly man.
Silly man?
Yes.
Why? Why is he a silly man?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't either. Are you just a little bit annoyed because you've been left to do it all? Are you a little bit annoyed at the farmer because he's left you to do it all with his tractor?
No. It's not annoyed. Thomas
is
not annoyed.
Thomas is not annoyed?
A farmer's not annoyed.
And the farmer's not annoyed?
No. Farmer's son get roofs. Heck!
Farmer's son get roofs?
And he suck.
What do you mean? He's putting pieces of roof into the sack?
Yes. Not like Postman Pat.
You don't like Postman Pat?
No.
Why?
Not no.
Oh, I don't know, because he's nice, Postman Pat. You've always liked him.
I don't like him now.
Don't you? Oh, no. Dear, there's no pleasing some people.
I like Postman. I like Postman. I like Postman.
You like Postman? It's just Postman Pat you don't like, is it?
No. Not having loaded here.
So don't have it over. Do you think it's time to tip some of it into the skip? There's going to be a big bang on it when it all goes in the skip. That's right, you can take the back of the trailer down, can't you? Shall I do this side?
Go back. I do that one.
Sit. Wow. Two pieces. The bridges look as if they might be heavy to move. I think they will be.
Oh, that's funny. Someone's funny.
What's funny then?
My funny.
You're funny.
Funny.
Why is Thomas funny?
I'm the most funny.
Is she?
Yes. Oh. Oh, hey, Thomas.
What are you looking for now?
That string. That tractor's driving round and round with a big wheel, little wheel.
The tractor's travelling round and round and round with a big wheel and a little wheel?
Yes.
Yes, so large wheels at the back and small wheels at the front, aren't they?
Yes. Yeah. My big man, my crane.
Oh, you're letting it all up? Thomas, that's not nice.
My digging man.
No, that wasn't nice. Anyway, don't throw your toy box. You'll break it. Thomas!
It's broke.
It hasn't broken, but if you do that many times, it will. Well, that's silly because you picked all those things up nicely, haven't you?
Yeah.
You're going to have to get them picked up before Daddy comes back.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he's going to be cross, isn't he?
Yeah. My Mr. Tractor.
Pardon?
It's Mr. Tractor.
Is that whose fault it is?
No, Mr. Tractor.
What did Mr. Tractor do? Throw them all on the floor?
No, mine, me.
You did, yes, I thought it was you.
Mummy missed the tractor.
Oh, Mummy missed the tractor. You didn't say missed the tractor. You meaning I missed it? You mean it's gone without me?
Yes.
Ah, see, that sort of missed the tractor.
Mummy, that tractor is going last.
It's going last?
There. It's on. Flashy beam or beam or.
The green light's on, you can see it, can you?
There's not a fire engine lights everywhere.
Fire engine lights everywhere?
Yeah.
I think it's the lights from the microphones, isn't it, that you can see?
No, fire engines.
I'm just looking in the cupboard to see what medicine you've got, Tom.
I don't like that one. Carpal.
You want carpal?
Yes.
Oh, this is the one I was going to give you.
No, medicine.
This is medicine, yes.
And I need carpal there. Carpal there.
You want this carpal?
You want my mint?
Not mint, it's carpal.
That's my mint. That medicine, that's mint.
This is Calpol. It's supposed to be strawberry flavour. It's pink. Not minty, is it?
No.
Poor Thomas. Oh, and he didn't put on a cough. Well, we know you're not well.
It's a cough sweet.
Well, it's not a cough sweet. It isn't right. Open your mouth. 1, 2, 3. What? Open wide. That's right. Lick the spoon. And let's give you another spoonful. And this is the end of this bottle, but we've got another one in the cupboard, haven't we?
Yes.
Just a minute, it's going to take me a few minutes for the liquid to run down. It's supposed to be sugar-free medicine, but there looks to be a lot of sugar inside the bottle, doesn't there? Can you see inside?
Yes, inside too.
There we are, sweetheart. That's right, make the spoon. Good boy. Now, would you like to finish off with the chocolate to make you feel even more better? Even more better, that doesn't sound right, does it?
No, not more there. Not in the cupboard.
There, you can't have any more carpal. Oh, you look so pale. I can't even think out what I'm trying to say now.
Cough sweets.
Cough sweets?
I just say cough sweets.
I think I should have said to make you feel even better, shouldn't I?
I like cough sweets.
You've never had cough sweets, Thomas, ever?
No.
Have you?
Yeah, I like cough sweets.
Do you?
Yes, I can.
I'll make you cough. There you are. What's that now? That's the last chocolate out of the tub that you've been calling Sue's chocolates ever since Christmas. It's a little crunchy. Shall I unwrap it for you?
No more.
No, there are no more. They've all gone. That's it now.
I've eaten them all.
Mmm.
Yes.
I've just bitten the end off that.
Yes.
Mmm. That tastes rather pleasant. And that'll surely make you feel a little bit better, won't it? Some calpol followed by a crunchy.
And calpol. Thank you, Sue.
Thank you, Sue. Oh, that's nice of you. Christmas, weren't they?
Yes, more like a rolling pin.
It is like a rolling pin. It's a tube, isn't it? A big, thick tube.
Roll it back to me.
Roll it back to you. Well, I was thinking we could perhaps keep your pencils in that. What do you think? Because it's quite a big tube. It's bigger than the tube of Smarties, isn't it? I feel quite hungry today, Tina. It's no good, is it?
No.
Just checking how much calpol you've got in this box. Oh yes, it's nearly a full bottle, isn't it?
That's Robocop.
It is almost. It looks like you've just had one spoonful out of that. You've not needed Calphorn for a long time, have you? Not since before Christmas when you were poorly. I think you've just got a cold now, haven't you? I think you look very pale and you sound snuffly. And I think your ears might hurt. Do you keep holding your ears? Do they hurt?
No.
No.
Have more later.
Have more later? What, purple or chocolate?
Chocolate later.
Chocolate later? Well, you've eaten all those chocolates, Thomas. I don't know whether we've got any more chocolate in the house. Do you think we have? Yes. Cheeky boy, you just put all that crunchy in at once. What a cheeky boy. What a cheeky, cheeky boy. You can't even talk, can you?
No.
No. Fill your mouth so full. Oh, Thomas. Do you like Mum to help Mum do a job?
Yeah.
Let's put everything back in the cupboard. Can you talk yet?
No.
To Tesco, we were going to put these shoes in the recycling bin. But when we got there, they asked them to be bad, didn't they? So we've all these shoes and we've got to sort them into pairs and put them in bags. So we'll do that now. Thomas, you still can't talk. Right, let's just give your face another wipe. Mr. Chocolate Lips. And your hands?
Dot snot.
Oh, don't say that.
Where's dot snot?
Don't like having a cold, surely.
Hello, I'm holding these
shoes. You're holding these shoes? Yes, there are lots of shoes, aren't there? I'll get some curly bags out of the cupboard.
Okay.
Curly?
Lots of parcels.
We've got to put them into parcels, haven't we? We've got to make them into parcels by putting them in bags, in pears. Do you know what pears means, Thomas?
Mm-hmm.
Not the sort of pears you eat, but there's a different type of pear. It means two things together.
Yes!
You have one shoe, another shoe, you have two shoes, and that's a pear. So that's a black one you've got in your hand, isn't it?
Another black one.
Another black one, that's right. You've got a left shoe and a right shoe. Would you like to drop them into that bag, please?
Okay. Whoopee.
Yes, I used to wear those shoes when I was expecting you.
Another one shoe.
And what colour is that shoe?
Purple.
Purple? No, it's not purple. What colour is it?
Yellow.
It's brown.
No,
beige.
Not brown.
Beige. And where's the other one?
That one.
That one. Right, that's the
one. Right chocolate.
Yes, that's the colour of chocolate, isn't it, on the cell? There we are. One look. Beige. The other beige. And I wore those shoes when I came out of hospital after having you. But my feet were a lot bigger then.
More shoes.
Oh, too big now. More shoes. So now we've got six blue shoes on the table. Six shoes, that's three pairs of shoes. And they're all blue, but they're all different. They've all got different size heels, so that's right, we'll hold the bag. Now, you find which one belongs to that one.
This one.
No.
That's one of them. I'll hold that. Which one matches?
That one matches.
Well, no, we'll hold it there. You tell me which one.
This one!
No, that one's got a big lump of blue tack on the bottom. Look. Let's take that off. That's funny because I cleaned them all up, didn't I?
Yes. And I like that.
Blue tack?
Yes.
You don't like sticky?
I like sticky.
You like sticky?
Yes.
Just do it over the bin.
A sticky stick, doggy poo. Taking doggy poo and off of this chair.
No, I don't think so, Thomas. The shoes are all perfectly clean. I've just obviously put that one down in some blue tack. Right, which one matches that?
What is it?
Oh, well, look, are the heels the same size? Yes.
Another shoe. What are you?
Another shoe. Which one matches that one?
Not really. Another one. Not yet. No. I'm not like shoes. Just fold them in here. I'm a repairman.
You're a repairman?
Yeah.
Oh, a shoe repairman. Oh, you're lining all the shoes up now.
Yes.
Toe to heel, aren't you?
Well, yours.
They're all mine.
Yes.
Where do you... Oh, it's the shoe shop, is it? Where does your heel go, Thomas?
A Stockport.
Goes to Stockport?
Yeah.
Now, looking at the shoe, if I was to put that shoe on my foot like this.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, now I know I'm getting rid of them. Right. And these are the ones I wore at your christening.
Yes. Yes.
Right. Where are Mummy's toes?
There, under your shoe.
Under my shoe, that's right. The toes go at that end. And where's Mummy's heel?
There.
That's right. The heel is the back and the toe is the front.
Yes.
Look, can you see all these different heel heights? These are very tall.
Yeah.
These are a little bit tall, but not too high. And those are fairly flat, aren't they?
Yes. They're in my shop now.
They're in your shop?
Yeah.
Oh, so if I came into your shop and asked for a pair of navy blue shoes, would you be able to sell me some, please?
Yeah. My shop man now. My shop lady.
You're a shop lady. Could I please have a pair of navy blue shoes with a high heel?
Yeah.
Those?
Yeah.
Wow, clever boy.
Clever lady.
Clever lady. Those are the shoes with the highest heel.
Yeah.
Now, they're very nice when I go out in the evening, but when I'm walking to Disbrook, I do something a little bit flatter.
Some change.
Oh, thank you.
Some money of that mine.
Yes, right, there you are. When I'm walking to Disbrook, Thomas, I could do with a pair of shoes that haven't got such a high heel because it's a long walk. Could I have a pair of navy blue shoes with just a small heel, please?
Yes, this one.
One of those, yes.
Yes, okay.
Oh, I don't think they match, Thomas. One has a small heel and one has a bigger heel.
Yes.
Put them on the table and let's have a little look.
It's a shop.
Yeah. Which ones do you think match?
This one matches.
That one matches with which other one?
That one matched. Two ones. The lady that's fishing is Frank.
Fishing is Frank?
Yes.
Are you talking about the day you went to the pet shop to buy those two fish?
Yes, Auntie Frank.
Two Auntie Franks?
Yes.
Yes, they're still at David's house, aren't they? But I would still like some more shoes.
Yeah.
I'll just put the ones that we've paired up into another bag like that.
Yeah.
They're different shades of blue, Thomas. That's quite a light blue. And these are dark blue.
And more shoes now.
Yes, please. Could I have a pair of navy blue ones, please?
Yes, one.
Yes, that one's fine. As long as I have a matching one.
That's a blue one too.
It is, but they don't match, do they?
Not.
Do you think this one goes with this one?
No.
And do you think that one goes with that one?
Yeah.
There's another clue as well. Look at the inside of the shoe. What colour's that inside?
I don't know.
It's blue inside.
Yes.
And what colour are these shoes inside?
Purple.
Purple, they're cream, aren't they? Or beige. Or brown.
My shop man.
That's right, you put them into pairs now. That's lovely.
My shop man.
You're a shop man, you're a clever man.
a shop lady.
Well, please can I have this pair? Yeah. Shall I pay you for them?
Yeah.
There you are. How much would you like?
Two change.
Two change. Right. Shall I give you a £20 note?
Yeah. Note.
There we are. And I'll be getting some change, won't I?
Yes. I've spotted two.
Oh, thank you so much. Right. Don't worry about a bag. They'll go in this one.
Yes. Thanks, Alex.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you very much. Right, I'm very happy with my purchases, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, Mr. Shoe Shop Man. I'm looking for a pair of navy blue shoes. Have you any in your shop, please?
Yeah.
Whereabouts?
Here, on the table.
On the table?
Yes.
Oh, they're lovely. Shall I try them on?
Yeah.
Could I try my right foot first, please? Could I have a shoe that matches the right foot? Oh, what a clever shopkeeper. Thank you so much.
My daughter's another one here.
Have you? Which foot is that for?
A 29.
It's for my 29th foot, is it? For my left foot?
Yeah.
Oh, they fit perfectly. In fact, they have one.
No more shoes today.
You've no more shoes in your shop? No, I have bought quite a few pairs, haven't I?
Yeah.
Oh, Thomas, why do you think Mummy's throwing these shoes out?
Thanks. They're your shoes in my shop now.
Right, well, shall I pay you for these?
Yeah.
How much would you like for them?
Two.
£2?
Yeah.
Oh, that's £1 a pair. That's £1 each, £1 a shoe.
I put my knee up. This elbows.
That's lovely. I wonder why I'm throwing these out, Thomas. There must be some reason. Perhaps they're not very comfortable.
No.
But so, anyway, yes, I've tried them on. Thank you very, very much.
Thanks. Very much. Thanks.
Strange.
Something strange happening.
Something very strange is happening, yes.
Yes.
There we are. Will we go in this carrier bag, please, shopman?
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. I'll see you again.
Mm-hmm. The shop closed now.
Is the shop closed now?
Yeah.
I'm just looking at this because there's a little book here called The Little Opposite Book.
My bookman.
Oh, you're a bookman now, are you?
Mm-hmm.
There you are. Do you work in the library or the bookshop?
A bookshop.
Well, I found a little book here that I like the look of. It's called Opposites. Because we were just matching shoes together in pairs, weren't we?
Mm.
So that the same things matched. But all these things in this book are things that don't match. They're opposite. This is a picture of two hippopotamuses, if there is such a phrase. One's in the water, one's...
Out of the water,
one's in, one's out. They're not the same. They're two different ones, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're opposite.
And you're there.
Oh, you're putting some books in a box for me, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, look, there's a crocodile there. Oh, gosh, it's very hot. Oh, it's hot. Sun's shining. But what is this?
A penguin.
A penguin. And look, there's some ice and snow. That's not hot, is it? What is it?
It's nice.
Is it cold?
Yeah.
One's hot, one's...
Warm. Warm.
Warm? What happens when you're near snow?
Yeah.
Do you feel warm or do you feel cold?
I feel warm.
You feel warm, do you? Well, you probably would because we'd be sitting by the fire, wouldn't we? No, the alligator crocodile is hot and the penguin is cold. There's sun and there's snow. Two opposites that don't match.
They are.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bookman. Oh, now there's a picture here of two...
Monkeys.
And they've each got hold of a...
Banana.
So they're the same, aren't they? But they're swinging from the trees. Remember the song about three cheeky monkeys swinging from the trees? Teasing the crocodiles, you can't catch me. Along came a crocodile, as sneaky as can be, and snap went the crocodile. Oh dear me. So the two cheeky monkeys swinging in the trees, one's going up and the other's going
down.
Down, so they're not doing the same thing, are they? They're opposite. Ah, your favourite.
A little mouse, big elephant.
A little mouse and a big elephant. Gosh, you've never looked at this book before. That's quite clever, Thomas. The elephant's large, isn't it? And the mouse is tiny. And it says big and...
elephant.
Big and small. Big and small. But they're both grey, aren't they? And they've both got pink ears on the picture.
Yes.
Oh, that's very nice. There's another book here that says big and little. It's a big and little book.
Turn the page over.
I'd like to just turn the page over, yeah?
Yes.
They got
another elephant.
Is that a picture of another elephant? Yes, that's right. It says, some animals are big, some animals are little. It's showing a giraffe and an elephant which are big and a cat and a dog which are small.
All gone.
Right, so these are nice books. Do you sell these books in your bookshop?
Yeah.
Could I have a look at the little shape and colour book, please, sir?
Yes.
We'll see what's in this book.
It's orange.
An orange circle and a...
more like orange too.
No, it's a red square, isn't it?
Yes.
And a blue tube.
Why is a moldy one?
Is it more like a smalty tube and a pink rectangle? And then what else have we got?
Triangle and a star.
Triangle and a star. What colour is the triangle?
Red.
It's not red. What colour is the triangle?
Green.
A green triangle. And what colour is the star?
Yellow.
Yellow. Last page. What colour is that?
The blue. That's blue.
That's black.
That's blue.
And that's purple.
Yep,
you've got a little bit mixed up with black and purple today, haven't you?
Yeah.
A purple oval and a black diamond.
A diamond. I wrote my look in it.
Do you remember the nursery rhyme? Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
No, my sausage man.
You're a sausage man now. Well, I was just going to say, there is a little phrase in that about a diamond, isn't there?
Yeah.
No,
thanks.
So high.
I don't have some sausages
for you. You've got some sausages for me. Like a diamond in the sky. That's a diamond, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Yes.
It's like a diamond in the sky, shining, twinkling, brightly.
And then doozy. Oh my God.
So you're a butcher now, are you, Thomas?
No, I'm a sausage roll man.
Oh, a sausage roll man, I see. A baker man. There's a lot of Purdy's food on the floor. What's that doing there?
A little bit of food.
A little bit of Purdy's food on the floor.
I don't like it.
Oh, well, that's just as well, because you have your food and Purdy has hers.
Not like Purdy's food. Yeah.
Have you tried it?
No, I'm not.
Good.
It's dirty.
It is dirty, isn't it? Dirty food, yes.
Yes.
Yes. We don't eat Purdy's food and she doesn't eat ours. That's right, isn't it?
Not even ours.
No, she doesn't eat ours. She sometimes, if we're having chicken or fish or meat.
Some salmon.
Some salmon, yes, or some ham, she'll have that. But she doesn't eat a lot of things we eat, does she?
No.
Can't imagine Purdy liking to eat a banana, can you?
No.
Or crunchy, that crunchy bar you've just eaten. I can't imagine Purdy would like to eat a crunchy.
No.
But that's all right. If we don't eat Purdy's food, it means she's more food to eat. And if she doesn't eat ours, it means there's more for us.
My son's Roman. Hello, Mummy.
Hello, Thomas.
My son's Roman.
Are you?
Yes.